Welcome back to the Hey You series with Petty, and we are still talking about silencing the critic. And by now I think you've already, like, you're starting to notice, but I love this topic. You know, it changed my life, and I just hope that someone out there, it will change your life as well. So today I'm joined with another guest, my friend. His name is Mr. Josiah Chipatiso, and you know, I want him to tell us a little bit about yourself. Welcome, Mr. Josiah, to the Hey You series with Petty.
Thank you very much, Petronella. Mm-hmm. It's an honor to be here with you to discuss much more about criticism. So briefly, Munashe Josiah Chipatiso is a young man of 21 years old. Mm-hmm. He's a leader of a vibrant team by the name Inector Scott.
Yes.
He's also the chief executive secretary for a company, Glom Vista Solutions, which majors with the tanning of leather. And of course, he's also involved with communities in doing community projects for the development of the community. And is also an international sign language interpreter. Maybe, in short, that's Munashe Josiah Chipatiso.
So you see, guys, you see the kind of people that I play with, you know, they are like, you know, they are doing things out there.
Yeah.
So you already know that we are talking about silencing the critics.
Yes.
And you being a leader, you have faced so many critics.
Yes.
But I just want to ask you, have you ever criticized someone?
Okay. Personally, I believe in criticism. But to begin with, you realize there are three types of criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, constructive criticism, destructive criticism, and self-criticism. Perhaps let me just break down those three shortly. With constructive criticism, it's whereby you look into an idea,
mm-hmm.
try to criticize it in a way that you find the positivity, or maybe get to find much more solutions into that idea. And with negative or destructive criticism, it's whereby you're actually shunning away an idea, or maybe someone's idea that they have, and saying, no, this is stupid, or maybe this is dull, you can't do this. And maybe with self-criticism, it's whereby you make an self-introspection, and you look into your own personal life and say, what is it that I've been doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually get to criticize yourself, but no, this I wasn't supposed to do this. I can mm-hmm. actually do better. So those are the three types of criticisms. And personally, I love the first type of criticism, which is constructive criticism.
Yes.
Because without constructive criticism, you won't get development or maybe expansion of ideas that people bring.
Yes.
I'm a team leader of a very large club in Inectus Cat,
yes.
whereby we have to brainstorm over certain ideas which we have to implement within the communities. But for us to actually get much more, to get a broader vision of that idea, we have to constructively criticize so that we can get all the actually possible ventures that we can get for that very same idea. So I find myself criticizing so many ideas, but to find positive information or maybe expansion of that very same idea.
Okay.
So yes, I believe in criticism, but I also don't like people who destructively criticize others.
Okay.
Because with destructive criticism, that's whereby you can actually demotivate others who might be having good and very bright ideas.
Okay. But then, like, Mr. Chipatiso,
yeah.
I've also noticed, like, sometimes you think you're actually, like, telling people, like, constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's actually, like, someone can take it as destructive criticism.
That's true.
Like, I was having an interview with Mr. Gwaza where he talks like, I don't like people who drink and drive. So if I see you like drinking and driving, I'll actually like be the first one to criticize you. Like, no, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
But then there are times when you actually say something nice to a person,
mm-hmm.
but then that person can take it as destructive. Like, destructive reason, like he's trying to stop me, he's trying to stop me from doing that, from achieving their dreams. So I think as we should understand, like my point when I wrote the Silencing the Critic on my blog,
yes,
and when I posted the Silencing Critics on my podcast,
yes,
I also wanted, I highlighted, like, first and foremost,
mm-hmm,
I want you to understand them. I want you to forgive them.
Yes.
I want you, because maybe you have also said something to someone.
That's true.
And maybe, you know, you said it like it was a nice thing,
yeah,
but the tone maybe you used was like, don't go there.
They took it negatively.
They were like, so you're all screwed out. In, like, I mustn't reach my dreams. You're stopping me from going there to reach my dreams. Yet, yeah, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I said in my blog and podcast. So have you ever, going on the other side, yes, have you ever been like criticized?
Oh, yes. Actually, they say when you're a leader,
mm-hmm,
like you're set up on a mountaintop, everyone is looking up to you and everyone is having something to say. Mostly negatively, because whenever someone is elevated, there are people waiting to pull down. How? Through criticism, mostly destructive criticism. But the good thing about myself is that I've learned to take the positive side of the criticism, because I believe that in each and every criticism, what led that? I always ask myself, what led that person to say that thing?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lie, why would they say it? Maybe they are saying something which actually I would have done. Maybe they are looking into my character and commenting on my character. So the moment I realized that, no, why are people saying that?
Okay.
I give myself a task to go and dig deeper to identify why, what pushed them to say that negative thing. And actually, of course, some of them might be just rumors, people trying to, you know, to scandalize your name. Yes,
image.
Exactly. Yes. So, but I've oftenly been criticized, but also people come openly and constructively criticize me and say, no, you did that right. Mm. But had you done this, it would have actually come out better. So as a leader, I've actually come to accept that, no, I've been put to this position. And the best way I can actually develop myself is by accepting whatever criticism that comes my way. And you realize the people, the moment you start to shun away criticism, then you never develop. Why? Okay. Because you have people that you lead, and you can, there are some things that you can see yourself. For example, let's say right now, if you have something on your head without a mirror, maybe I can actually act as a mirror with you, but without being having one right now. And I can actually tell you, no, Betty, you have something on your head,
okay,
and you'll be able to remove that. So somehow I believe really strongly in criticism. But it's all about how you take things, like you were saying. People might take things differently, because maybe some actually, they are quick to get moody. Some of them, they just hate you. Yeah. Well, they don't want you to comment about them.
Yeah.
But as a leader, you should be always able to accept criticism as it comes.
So, Mr. Spatz, I'm so sorry to dig deep into your personal life, right, but, you know, hey, you serious? When I created it, I wanted, like, honest opinion. Can you tell us an incident, one or two ways someone just came and criticized you and that thing really, like, touched you and it affected you, but, you know, like, just tell me something like that.
Okay, I remember when I went to CAT, in my first year, second semester, I was elected the project director of the same club I was talking about, Inectus CAT, and I was actually the youngest amongst the group. We had part fours and some in their final years, the engineering students, and actually most of them, if not
sorry
all.
To disrupt you. Right. Can you actually tell the people that are listening, like, how old are you? Because some people right. be like, maybe I'm talking to a 40-year-old right now, or I'm talking to a 50-year-old right now.
Okay, actually today is the 27th of February. I turned 21st yesterday, on the 26th of February.
So guys, so I'm talking to old. A young person. Don't say, like, I'm talking to a big guy with a stomach. No, I'm talking to just, you know, a young yes. person. So just go on. You were elected.
Okay. So as I was saying, I was elected to become the project director. And people, of course, some were not coming directly to me to criticize me. To say, ah, no, you are actually younger than us. What can you lead us with? You are just younger than us. And some of them actually had the guts to come to my face and say, Munashe Chipatiso, really, have you accepted this position because you just want to prove yourself maybe big or maybe to name Fungwa Zinodonza? And I was like, ah, no, guys, people have entrusted me with this position. So I'm here to grasp it and actually work towards achieving the goals that I have to set and that we'll have to set together as a team. And actually that got to me because one of the people that I thought were my friends was the person who was actually going around telling people that, okay, that boy doesn't know anything.
Okay.
He just wants to be pompous, yes, of which that wasn't the idea. So yes, it got to me and actually I've realized and have come to learn that in life, it is better to have no friends at yes, all than to have thousands of friends who, yes, do not add benefit to your life. So it's fine. I can let go of those people in as much as I might want to have friends closer to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't bring benefit to your life, why then do you keep them? So, yeah, if friends are actually supposed to bring constructive criticism, but destructive criticism, it can also come.
Yes.
But you have to embrace it and actually find positive ideas from that very same destructive criticism. So that's the moment I realized and actually I got to learn that, no, people don't really feel comfortable when a younger person is elected to lead them. So that was my experience. Of course, it got to me initially, but I had to tell myself that, no, for me to move forward, I just have to embrace this opportunity that I've been given to lead and take it all and enjoy the journey.
I think you've like answered my next on this.
All right. Please. So for me, it all begins with you, actually. Whenever someone, let's say someone says something bad to you, it's you who decide whether to take it positively or negatively.
Okay.
And if you take it negatively, it's definitely going to affect you. If you take it positively, you won't actually be affected. Let me just tell you a short story, a brief story. There was a father who had a son. The son had anger issues. So his father found a way of trying to show this father, to show his son how his anger would actually hurt other people. So he bought some nails and gave them to his son in the hammer and said, my son, I want you to do this. Whenever you feel angry, take a pin and struck it to the wall,
yes,
to a wooden wall. And then he had to do that whenever he felt angry. And per day, he would actually stick an average of 40 nails to the wooden door.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but then with time, he had to reduce those number of pins that he was striking to the wooden door. And you realize that at the end, he had actually reduced the number to two. And actually, it was none of them at the end of it.
Yes.
But then this father told him to say, he instructed him, go and remove those pins. And actually, when he did that, in as much as he had removed the pins,
yes,
there were holes that were created by those pins.
Yes.
So the moral of the story is this. We might say bad things to people, and
yes,
we can perhaps say sorry, and we think that we can move on. But the moment you say something bad to someone else, that thing is going to live with them.
Yes.
And actually, it might be difficult for them to heal over that thing. So the reason why I believe in constructive criticism mostly is because with destructive criticism, you don't know how people take things.
Yes.
I mean, some take things personally, but actually it's actually good to comment people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are to go for the destructive criticism, try to be polite because you never know how far you are going to make someone hateful.
Yes.
Yeah. So responding to that very same question, you actually mentioned about having family members being part of the critics, and then the best way to silence critics, my friend Petty, is just to be silent.
Yes.
And actually work towards success and make success, your success actually should make the most noise.
Yes.
Because the moment you go around saying, no, I want to prove this, I'm going to do it, and making the most noise saying, trying to prove people that you can do it, it doesn't make sense. But the moment you go and work hard and be successful, that success is going to make noise such that they might actually, those very same critics who want to come and join and actually work for you. So that way they will definitely have to be silent to you as their boss now. All right. So what I'm trying to say is that the best way to silence the critic is to make yourself successful and let your success make noise, which can actually be very loud that you can't actually get to hear the criticism.
Yes.
And actually you realize that the very same critics who come and who actually want to join your winning side, because they realize that after all, we've been criticizing Petronella, but look at her right now. She is a royal deity company.
Yes.
She's actually successful and everything is going well for her. Why not actually go and join her and also walk on the successful path? So the best way to silence these critics is to be successful and let your success silence the critics. That you are in charge of your own life. Thank you very much.
Okay, people, that's Mr. Josiah Chipati. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I really enjoyed this. You know, I'm actually starting to really enjoy interviews, because they don't only like help my people that are listening, but also kind of like open up some things, you know. I'm actually being helped by this.
That's true.
So guys, thank you so much for listening. And you know what?
Yes.
Hey you. See you.
So this part is for the sick.
Let his love heal you now.
For the broken, for the wounded.
Let his love set you
weeping
free.
Mean joy for the night, but
let
joy
his
will
love
always come in the morning. My child.